You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good. Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We're getting off to a late start, but it's going to be well worth your wait, I promise you. This show actually just came up out of the blue last week because of a couple threads on Facebook about the ketogenic diet. And when I was out in California working with Quest, there was a man's name who kept coming up in the conversation about being very, very astute about utilizing the ketogenic diet and maintaining and building muscle. And that's none other than Tony Freeman. How you doing, Tony?
Doing amazing, Carl. How you doing?
Good. So I gotta do something first. So first of all, there's a lot of people who listen to this show that know that building our bodies is one of the pillars of anti-aging. If you're not building your body, it's breaking down. And we know there's plenty of studies out there that link loss of muscle mass to all-cause mortality. So when we want to talk about building muscle, who better to talk to than a person who makes a living with the muscle on his body? If you wanted to take piano lessons, would you want to take piano lessons from someone marginally better than you or someone who plays for a symphony orchestra and makes a living at it? So when we talk to bodybuilders on this show, it's not just about the sport of bodybuilding. It's to derive what they understand about the fastest, most efficient way to build and maintain muscle as we age. And really, there is no better person to talk to about this than Tony Freeman. And this is why. Because Tony didn't really get into professional bodybuilding until you were in your 30s, right?
Professional at 36.
36, yep. Okay. So many would say that you were a latecomer. But interestingly enough, you are known as somebody who comes in spot on with conditioning. You have an amazingly appealing physique. And more importantly, you do this consistently year after year. So there's a lot to be said for what you understand about at least how to manipulate your body and other people's bodies, because I know you work with a lot of different athletes out there. So with that being the case, I have to ask you, when did you start looking at the ketogenic diet? Because obviously bodybuilders believe that A, you must be consuming lots of protein to maintain and build muscle, and B, carbohydrates are an important part of the equation. When did you start using keto?
End of 2006, Dave Palumbo, who was we competed against each other. I turned pro. It was me, him, and Matt Duvall, in top three. And, I was always in admiration of how in condition he used to get. Even when he was walking on 300 pounds.
Yes.
And, you know, 5'10", he was always peeled. And, he called me one day and he was like, "Tony, you're such a great talent, blah, 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 blah." I said, "But you gotta get like silly, retarded, shredded." And I'm like, "Well, damn, I thought I was pretty, you know, I thought I was in shape or whatever. I thought I was lean." And so we just started dieting. And I remember he sent me the diet the first time. And, you know, I looked at it and I was like, "How can this really work? How can this make me look the way that I want to look?" And,
But wait a minute, back up, Tony. So why? What was it about the diet when you laid eyes on it that was contrary to what you had been told and taught and had been using up to that point?
There was zero starch on the diet. It was 50 grams of, it was 50 grams of carbs total, and it was all fibrous. And I was like, "Well, why am I eating peanut butter, and what is this for?" And blah, blah, blah. So anyway, but I'm one of those type of dudes. I'm a sponge and I want to learn. So I shut up and I did it. So the first 8 days, I lost 22 pounds. And I remember my wife was like, "I don't think I like this diet." I'm like, "I don't know either." But then the next 8 days, I gained all 22 pounds back.
And no was, kidding.
Yeah, but what he had me doing is one cheat meal a week. So I had basically opportunity to eat carbs one day, one meal per week. And by the end of the 8 days, I had lost 22 and gained 22 pounds back. But it was a totally different look and feel.
Okay, and so would you say that at that point in time, the weight that you gave up was exclusively a fluid
water
and body fat?
I don't know how much body fat it was. It might have been some body fat for sure, but
water.
It was water. It was because the, you know, glucose or glycogen holds three, on water to carb. And so as soon as you stop eating carbs, then you're, all that that water is released. But, you know, I think that once you become keto adaptive, then it comes back, but it goes in a different spot, or you hold it in a different way or whatever. But needless to say, I gained the 22 pounds back, but I was fuller and drier than I was, you know, previously. So it made me very interested. And then, like I say, after I became keto adaptive, then I started feeling really good. So I didn't really care about the weight anymore, because I was looking the way I wanted to look, and I was able to train, and mentally I was, you know, good to go. So I just kept doing it.
Okay, so there are a lot of people out there that don't understand the ketogenic diet, truly. Now, the folks over at Quest are doing amazing things with cancer and keto, and you were at their last keto symposium that they had there.
Yeah.
But for a different reason. You're there because of your physique and also anti-aging, because you're 49 now, right?
Yes, I'll be 50 in August.
Okay. Yeah. So what, most people don't do keto right, correct?
No. Well, they think they are, but yeah, no, they don't.
So
I was in the same boat for the longest, and, you know, there's a lot of things about the ketogenic diet that people, what people tend to forget is the human body doesn't really care about all the stuff that we care about. You know what I'm saying? It wants to be in homeostasis. It's a survival mechanism. So a lot of times as modern adults, we throw all that stuff out the window because we have drugs and, you know, grocery stores and all that type of stuff that we can circumvent nature. And we forget that we are still cavemen, DNA-wise, and we're wired like cavemen. We're wired like hunter-gatherers. So when you don't keep that in the forefront of your thinking, then you just get led astray. So.
Now, there's a lot of evidence that high-carbohydrate diets actually promote an inflammatory response that causes whole-body edema, and that's where a lot of this fluid goes. Did you have evidence when you became keto-adapted, when you lost that fluid, did you notice aches and pains, joints, muscle aches, did they start to disappear?
Oh, yeah. It's basically non-existent. You know, when you remove grains from your diet, period, that whole inflammatory effect diminishes tremendously. So, if you just did that without even going keto, you would experience a lot less inflammatory response.
So Tony Kirkett, who is a longtime listener of the show, when he saw that we were doing the show today, he said, "You can't keep keto for very long and be that muscular." What would you say?
I mean, you mean nutritionally?
No. You are massive.
I was gaining weight. Dave was scratching his head because he was like, he said, "I knew you would put on muscle, but I can't comprehend how you're growing eating my diet. Are you doing what I'm telling you to do?" I'm like, "Dave, I'm doing everything. Probably doing it better than what you say, because the quality of my choices of food is always top notch when I'm doing a show. Like, I only eat, like, you know, top 2 or 3% meat in the world and stuff. Like, I go all out,
right,
and get the better ingredients. And I know a lot of the guys was calling me like, you know, "I know you're working with Dave, but are you doing the same thing that I'm doing, blah, blah, blah," you know. And I'm like, well, and I kind of, like, everything that I do, I kind of try to do it at another level, you know, even if it's supposed to be similar to what everyone else is doing. I find ways to improve or make it better, and it's usually the quality, you know, like I said, quality in, quality out.
Like, so. Grass-fed, you go for grass-fed beef, that kind of thing?
Yeah, but not only grass-fed, but I would order grass-fed from the farm itself, not the grocery store. So,
right.
Grass-fed, and, you know, grocery stores tend to, they're allowed to use words that are, you know, so in other words, grass-fed until the last 20, 25 days, then they eat grains. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
people don't understand
up.
That. So yeah. When I eat grass-fed, mine has never touched the grain.
They're finished on grass. We talk about that on the show. When a cow is the problem with finishing a cow on grass, because I do the same thing you do. I have a farmer that I do business with, and she told me that the problem with finishing cows on grass is most people don't let them finish long enough to get fat. And so but when you let a cow finish on grass, the beef is delicious, and it's got plenty of marbling in it at the same time, but it's a different quality of fat, right?
Yeah, you can taste it totally different. I order Scottish beef from Scotland. I order Australian and New Zealand and stuff like that, where they don't even allow anything like that. So there's no chance of it being in there.
Now, you check your ketones. You use a blood ketone meter, right?
Yes, I do blood ketones and glucose at the same time.
Right. So yeah. let's talk about something. So there's a bro science out there that says, look, if you're not getting carbs, you're not going to be able to train as hard if you're not eating a lot of carbs. What would you say to that statement?
If you're keto adaptive and you're making an efficient amount of ketones, you can train like a maniac. Now, how long you can train may be limited. When you're training very intensely, there's only X amount of fuel in the tank anyway. So ketones are like nitrous. Carbs is like gasoline.
I like that analogy.
So you can, you have only X amount of ketones, just like you have X amount of ATP. But the thing is, ketones produce ATP 35% faster than glucose. So if you can top yourself off with ketones and have adequate, glucose levels for the workout, you can go balls to the wall the entire workout and be looking around for more to do when you finish. It's crazy. Yeah.
George Tuliatos from Greece, wants to know if you do the keto diet only while dieting down or do you do it while bulking?
Yeah, doing by bulk. As a matter of fact, when I start prepping for a show, there is no bulking. I don't bulk. I haven't bulked. I tried to bulk like before I turned pro. The year that I tried to turn pro, I went from like 240 back to the 290s because I hadn't trained. I hadn't competed in, almost five years. So I tried to bulk then, but I haven't really tried to bulk ever since. It's always been, I've been up to 323. But even when I was doing that, I still had abs. I was still eating clean food. So it was more of I took advantage of a rebound and was able to just pile it on and just train and grow.
What are your thoughts?
But it was still mostly ketogenic.
What are your thoughts on ketone supplements as an analog to a training session? There's lots of good ketone supplements out there nowadays. I think you actually represent one or are involved with one, right?
Yes. Keto OS is the one that I use, and honestly, that's like my secret weapon. A lot of people, because what people confuse a ketone fuel source like Keto OS and a ketogenic diet. Ketogenic diet, ketogenic means create ketones, and Keto OS is ketones. So it's two separate situations. I could eat a Snickers bars and drink Keto OS and still be burning ketones. You know what I mean? So people
right.
have to understand that. Keto OS is a fuel source. It's not, it doesn't make you, it doesn't put you in ketosis like, it's not, it doesn't cause ketosis. It is ketones. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right. So, yeah. so it's a direct input of a substrate as opposed
yes.
to your body having to produce the substrate as it goes
exactly.
on. So
exactly.
do you recommend if someone wants to use the ketogenic diet as an athlete, then
yep.
Using a ketone supplement pre-workout, you think that's wise?
I would use the ketone supplement all day long because the goal is to be burning ketones for fuel. Now, you would love your body to produce them for sure, but people don't understand that 50% in a normal metabolism, not even an efficient metabolism, in a normal metabolism, 50% of the protein you eat is converted to glucose through gluconeogenesis, and you burn it up as glucose anyway. I mean, so you're pounding 400 grams of protein, only 200 of them or even have a possibility for building and repair. Or the other 200 is either burned as fuel or stored as fat.
I want to take a commercial break, Tony. I got a lot of questions for you, and the audience is responding with lots of questions. This is going to be, and I'm going to tell everybody now, if we don't get all the questions answered today, we will definitely have Tony back on because there's more to Tony than just being an athlete who uses ketones. But he's in our group now. Some of us who, I'm
yes.
58, you're 49. And
yep.
now it's more, it's not just about muscle, it's about the quality of muscle and how it enhances life and keeps you healthy. We're going to get into that in a little bit too. Stay tuned, you're listening to Superhuman Radio. This is a special edition. We'll be right back.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Tony Freeman. He's known as the X-Man because he has an amazingly appealing physique, very, very broad shoulders, very, very small waist, and his quads flare out tremendously. But more importantly, he has been a disciple of the ketogenic diet now for 10 years longer, almost longer than 10 years, right? Would you say?
It's been a decade now.
Okay.
Man, time just flies.
Yeah, I know. Especially, it's a funny thing. The older you get, it flies faster, brother. But anyway, so tell the audience the story you just told me off the air about you. You have not been training much at all since the Arnold, right?
No, I injured myself in January preparing for the Arnold Classic. And I didn't think it was an injury at the time. I didn't know what it was, actually. I got a massage and my legs rolled up and I didn't really pay it, you know, I just kept it moving. I mean, I was doing, you know, outside cardio, doing my videos, walking up and down, and I had, stage 3 edema on my left leg and I didn't even really flinch. But anyway, after the Arnold Classic, my leg started hurting because the pain wasn't there before. It was just swollen, fluid retention. But after the show, during the show, I dried out, and then the pain came. So I decided to not continue competing because I was prepping and rehabbing at the same time. So my body just didn't have enough nutrition to actually heal it. So my leg wasn't healing. It was getting better, but it was just taking forever. And I normally heal really quick. So anyway, I stopped training, and I haven't really trained. I've been to the gym maybe 10 times since the first week of March, and just doing like 2 or 3 sets just to keep the rust off, you know.
Right.
And I still weigh the same. As a matter of fact, I started taking Keto OS last January, so January 2015, and I really haven't lost an ounce of muscle since. I've been doing, I would go zero carbs 5, 6, 7 days, and the scale wouldn't move, and I'm just like, you could see me getting better, but it just, the weight wasn't going anywhere. So basically it was just a body composition transfer when I was competing. And since the show, I basically haven't really dieted. I've just been eating a ton of healthy foods, trying, not diet food, but just, you know, I had to increase my, all the aminos and the nutrition needed for connective tissue repair.
Right.
I had to increase that because I was deficient in that. And so that's what I've been doing. I've been not banging the weights so my body could use all that nutrition to repair my leg, because it was like a fascia rupture. It wasn't like a tear. It's like, you know what I'm saying? It's one of those kind of things, like if you don't sit still or don't leave it alone, it'll just keep,
It's like a tire when it has a bubble, right? The outside wall kind of breaks through and lets the tube push through. So the muscle, the muscle tissue is pushing through the fascia.
So what happened is it calcified because I didn't have enough leucine. I didn't have enough. The doctor gave me like a list of like 4 or 5 aminos I was deficient in. And I'm like, dude, I eat 6, 7 meals a day. How can I be deficient in aminos? But if you're injured and you're prepping, then your metabolism is going through nutrition.
Well, the body has to make a decision on where to use those aminos, right? Exactly. So something's
going to... just calcified my injury.
Right.
And I did my shows. And then after my show, it was like weird. My body's like, all right, you did the show now. I got to do this. So... But I literally thought I was gonna lose a bunch of weight and kind of, I mean, I'm not walking around buffed or anything. But if you eat 2 meals a day at 6'2", 290 pounds, you're gonna lose weight. Period. You just will. And I'm an ectomorph as well, but I haven't. So I'm like, well, wow.
So this speaks to the fact that a lot of people contend that when you're keto adapted, that is actually muscle sparing. So you would agree with that statement then?
100%. This is what happens when you now nutritional ketosis is very tricky, because if you're a hardcore, right? You're hardcore, you've been doing you've been in ketosis for 3 weeks, and then I give you a packet of ketchup, it's over. You're just going to kick you out of ketosis nutritionally. But if you have a product like Keto OS, which is a ketone fuel source, no matter what you're eating, you're still going to be utilizing ketones for fuel. And all the benefits of having ketones or being in ketosis are there and present, and you're kind of controlling them because you take it whenever you want to take it. So I was strategically taking that in the mornings before I train, in the afternoons, and basically you never go into starvation mode. In starvation mode, you're doing either or sometimes both. You're burning muscle and storing fat. That's starvation mode. That's what your body does to protect itself. But if your brain is satisfied, then the rest of those things don't have to happen. Mm. So the ketones feed your brain, which keeps it from sending that signal to do gluconeogenesis or anything like that, because the fuel that it needs to run is there. So if you go back to what I said before, you're a caveman, you're in the wilderness, you haven't eaten in 2 days, your body starts breaking down body fat and produces ketones. Those ketones immediately give you cognitive function. It gives you focus, gives you so in other words, if you saw a rabbit in the bush, or if it was a rabbit in the bush and your brain had ketones in it, you would notice it, you would see it. You know what I'm saying? Like if you were trying to live off sugar, you'd be like delirious and not even, the rabbit can hop right on past you.
Right, and we call that metabolic flexibility. It's actually an evolutionary gift. In fact, those of us who are here today because our ancestors were metabolically flexible. They could go without food for long periods of time without becoming food.
Exactly.
Falling down and being eaten by something else.
Exactly.
So
exactly. So,
okay. So, when we talk about ketosis, we're really talking about pushing down protein enough where gluconeogenesis is shunted, but eating enough
fat. But you can't.
Fat.
You can't because guess what? Glutamine. Mm-hmm. Is yep. almost instantly turned into glucose. When yeah. everybody takes these BCAAs before they work, instantly turned into glucose.
Right.
You're not sparing your protein. You're just giving your body some glucose that's not sugar.
Yeah, methionine. Most of the amino acids are glucogenic. They can be converted into glucose on demand
quickly,
if necessary. Right.
Quickly. So in cancer patients, right? So you know, they put cancer patients on the ketogenic diet, but they don't adjust the type of protein that they eat. So the cancer is still chilling. The cancer is still surviving because your body readily makes glucose all day long. So if you have a ketone fuel source, that doesn't have to happen. So now you're really into ketosis. You're really using ketones as an energy source, and glucose is spared tremendously. Protein is spared tremendously.
Are you a fan of intermittent fasting, Tony? I know when,
yes.
when I'm in ketosis, I lose the appetite. I don't feel, and in fact, I don't know if this happens to you, but when I'm in ketosis, I actually don't want to eat because I actually become a little euphoric once I'm in ketosis, and I don't want to have a meal because that's going to end
make
that feeling.
Yep. When you're doing ketosis, that's exactly what ketones are for. It's exactly that. But, you know, you have to almost shut the whole world out in order to be able to maintain that and keep that going in reality. So if you have a 9-to-5, like if you're a bodybuilder and you don't have to do that, then, yes, you could close yourself off. And, you know, when I was doing it, I didn't do anything other than I saved all my energy all day just for my workout. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I would, you know, move very slowly, do things.
Spare energy.
Then I would go in the gym, correct myself, then go eat again, and then pretty much go to bed and start prepping for the next workout the next day. It was just eat, sleep, train, you know. So.
But do you use intermittent fasting? Do you purposely fast for 16 hours from time to time before introducing a meal to jumpstart ketone production?
I used to.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, when I first was introduced to Keto OS, I thought that if I had carbs or ate food, period, that it would force my body to make a choice. So I said, you know what? I'm not going to eat any food. I'll just take the product. That way I know that my body will choose these ketones for fuel. So the first 8 days that I tried Keto OS, I didn't eat any food until post-workout. And I thought I was going to crash. The day before I did it, my manager was like, you need to train in the morning on an empty stomach. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, man, I can't do that. I can't do legs, you know, 9 o'clock in the morning on an empty stomach. I have a shitty workout. So anyway, I took the product and I had an incredible workout. I was like, wow, okay, cool. So I did that for the first 8 days. And then I was having a conversation with my friend, Rob DeVore. And he was like, do you realize that ketones, this product and ketones do not require insulin to be converted to energy? I'm like, what are you talking about? He was like, no matter what, these ketones are going to be utilized by your brain even if you're having carbs. I'm like, for real? So you mean tell me I can eat my normal regular bodybuilding food and then take this product and still be burning ketones for fuel and have glucose? So we call that the dual fuel effect. And I'm like, wow. So I started doing that, and that's when it really just, like, the light bulb came on.
Well, in fact, when you use it that way, isn't it true that glycogen is spared so muscles stay fuller longer?
Full as a house.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing about the beauty of the ketogenic diet, I don't know if you remember when I was competing in 07, 08, how full and round I was.
Yes, I do.
Dude, I literally was eating 50 grams of carbs for like 6 months straight, 8 months straight. And I was always full as a house because oils like walnut oil, macadamia nut oil,
coconut oil,
all those oils, they're made of fatty acids and glycerol. And the glycerol is a form of glucose, so that's what keeps you full. And I didn't even know that till not even too long ago. And I'm like, that's why I was always full as a house all the time, eating and dry as a bone, because there was no glucose sugar floating around in my system. But the glycerol has that same effect.
Well, in fact, the polyunsaturated fatty acids that people are so crazy about, like olive oil, they don't convert to ketones. They actually... You really need saturated fats, long chain fatty acids to convert
yes.
to ketones, and
yes.
that's a mistake.
Well, that's why when I do any diet, and I learned that too, and the reason why I stopped doing the ketogenic diet the way that Dave had me do it, is because when you say the show's over and you go back to try to eat regular food, your body doesn't want carbs. So all it wants is those, you know, nutrient-dense fats that you were eating. So if you don't continue eating those, it'll go and get them all from your body. So what I was doing, I would go do my blood work after the show, and as a bodybuilder, you want to go check your testosterone, your liver, your kidney, and all that. So I would go do the blood test for that, and that would be fine. But the doctor was like, but you have zero, you have no omegas and no minerals in your body. It's because that, those things are not in your, minerals aren't in your food like they supposed to be.
Right.
So you burn them out, and you have to replenish them. And omegas are the same way. If you don't take those in, you know, they're just not there.
Like fatty fish. I'm assuming that you're a fan of fatty fish like salmon and mackerel and stuff, right?
Yes, salmon. But see, I was doing avocados, the oils, and all that. Right. And I would just, after the show, you know, the show's over, so you want to go eat regular food or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's one of the worst things you can ever do.
And that's why you ever see, when you see bodybuilders who have come in fantastic conditioning, they compete, then that night everybody goes out and they're eating waffles and pancakes, and the next morning their ankles are swollen, they're holding water, they're all bloated. And you know what? It's, the body doesn't want that. It just shows you that the body doesn't want that anymore.
That's a way to really show the power of food and the power and how powerful those chemicals and those processed things are. That's exactly, because I used to wonder why everyone blew up like a tick after a show. You want to know why? I thought it was diuretic or donuts or whatever.
Right, right.
What it is when you do a typical bodybuilding diet, right? White fish, white chicken, white rice, white potato, broccoli, you know, steak, chicken, right? All that stuff is awesome fuel, clean fuel. That's why you can get lean on it. But and everybody talked about macros and your macros and all that. But what it is, it's not nutritionally dense food. It's not a lot of nutrition in it. It's just good, clean fuel. So at the end of the 14 weeks or the 16 weeks or the 20 weeks, you're in condition, but now you're malnutrition. Uh-huh. So as soon as you start eating, you know, salt and all kinds of other things, your body says, I'm going to hold all this stuff, and now I got to make you become a collection tank. And now your body's collecting all these enzymes and minerals that you haven't had so it can try to repair itself. And that's why everybody blows up 40, 50 pounds after a show.
And that's the evolutionary gift of starvation. The body says, wow, we're in an environment of abundance now. We better save it all we can before we end up in starvation again. Look, Tony, I want to take a break.
Yep.
When we come back, I want to talk about your blood ketone levels when you test your glucose levels and give people a snapshot of what they look like. We're talking with Tony Freeman right now. This is a very, very interesting discussion. If you want, you can ask questions on Facebook if you're a friend of mine on Facebook, and we'll get it to Tony. Stay tuned.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance-enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever
used. Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com, Trojan Horse.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. We're talking with Tony Freeman.
Bro. Sorry.
What's that?
You have great commercials.
Oh, you know, I've been on the air for 11 years, and all these products that we advertise, I use. It's like my own selfish reasons for having sponsors, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you need to send me the links to all that stuff.
I'm going to hook you up. I'll get it to you after the show. So when you test your blood ketone levels and your glucose levels, what's an average snapshot?
You got to realize now, since I've been taking keto S, I haven't really done hardcore keto except for 2 or 3 days a week. You know what I'm saying? So on those days, I was anywhere from 0.04 to, 0.17 is where, that was normal.
Right.
And then some days I would really fasting cardio, like with zero, no keto S, no nothing.
Right.
And it would be significantly higher. The highest ketone reading I've ever had was 4.2.
Whoa!
And
that's the kind of ketone levels that is therapeutically effective for cancer.
Yes, yes, and I also had a 74 or 78 glucose at the same time. It was pretty crazy.
So if I fast mm-hmm. for 18 hours.
Yep.
And we did this when we were in. When we were in California, Ron loves to, we actually played ketone poker. Everybody would check their ketone levels and who was higher. And in a 16 to 17 hour fast, I'm at 1.2 and blood sugar is 67. But so I've been effectively leveraging the ketogenic diet and intermittent fasting since around 2007. So I can produce ketones really, really fast, which is what happens. The more you do this, the faster you produce them, right?
Exactly. That's why when I tell people about dieting and doing a ketogenic diet or any diet, don't do one diet. Why would you do that to yourself? Why would you become one-dimensional? You're probably going to bring it up in a second, but what bodybuilders try to do, we use, because we know so much and it's almost like a curse, we do things to try to trigger other things and circumvent other things and blah, blah, blah. So if you did ketogenic diet for 2, 3, 4, 5 days, and this is after you become keto adaptive too, so you might have to go, for you how many ever weeks or whatever, but once you become keto adaptive, you can go, I would go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday keto with zero carbs and then, checking my readings and all that. But then I would do a day or two of carbs because you want all your metabolic process to be optimal. You don't want to, You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you want to be able to switch back over to producing glucose pretty
exactly.
quick. But what kind of carbs would you use, Tony? Would you go for the starchy stuff or you stay with the high fiber stuff?
Both. I would just have starchy stuff, you know, after post-workout. Mm-hmm. The rest of the time it would be, you know, my greens and all that. But what I'm saying is I would not, you know, like most of us, we just wouldn't have carbs or what they call it, a cheat meal or whatever. I wouldn't do that. I would do it post-workout where there's really no chance of any of those carbs being stored as fat. So basically they replenish your liver, replenish your muscles, and by then it's all gone. Then you go back to ketogenic, and you see what I'm saying? So you just stay efficient, yeah. and you stay topped off. And then I would have a day where I would just go hardcore, high carbs, you know, 200 to 900 grams of carbs.
Wow.
Oversaturate myself with glucose, then take it away again and let my body, you know, be efficient and be full of the house.
How do you sleep the days that you go real high carb? Do you sleep as good? I don't know about you, but when I eat a lot of carbs, I don't sleep as good. What's that?
When I go from no carbs to carbs, I get tired and yeah. It's definitely the other end of the spectrum. So, but I sleep very well anyway. I don't sleep a long time. I dream a lot. I'm a lucid dreamer.
Mm.
So I wake up 4 or 5 times during the night from my dreams, and then I go right back to sleep.
Now, do you notice that you become more lucid dreamer since you've been keto adapted versus back in the day?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Yeah, when I'm in ketosis, my dreams actually affect me. Like, I feel like I'm living them at that moment.
I tell people all the time, I have another life in my sleep. I mean, well, I'm telling you, bro, you see, like I told you, I've been basically every day, except now I've had about maybe 20 days in the last year that I didn't take Keto OS just so I can, you know, not have anything in my body. And, but the rest of the time I'm taking it a couple times a day. And like I say, I have another life in my sleep. I'm always burning ketones for my brain. And it's just really cool because you can, all the stuff that you study and do research, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can see it and feel it happening. I can,
right.
You know, check my blood glucose, check my... I showed Dr. Augustino, and it was like 12 doctors down there at the
keto conference. Seminar. Yeah.
So they were all standing around me, and I was showing them my, I was showing them my glucose and ketones reading. They were like, how the hell are you doing this? And, you know, I mean, being a bodybuilder, I think your body, you can take yourself further because you've pushed yourself so much further. So I was having, you know, 82 glucose and, you know, 1.4 ketones. And I'm like, dang, dog. You know, I'm like, well, the product number one is ketones. So, but I'm so keto adaptive that whatever I decide to do, I get the response that I'm looking for, which triggers the next response that I'm looking for when I do that.
So now that you're getting old, okay, so we've done... I mean, too many shows to mention at this point in time over the past 11 years that for the therapeutic effects of the therapeutic ketogenic diet on Alzheimer's disease. Recently, I just did one on Parkinson's disease. We've had Dr. Thomas Seyfried on the show a few times talking about cancer. There's an emerging attitude about people who understand the ketogenic diet that it actually may have a therapeutic effect on just about every disease that plagues society today, from type 2 diabetes and heart disease to neurological disorders. What about, so when you started going keto, did you notice changes in the quality of your skin, changes in the quality of anything that you could point to a finger and go, yeah, this is what happened to me when I went keto?
Everything. I mean, like, I was talking to my partner the other day. I was like, dude, I don't even have a pimple. I don't even, I mean, it's so amazing to be able to manipulate your physique and understand your body to where I can feel things happening in my body. I went to Utah, and there's a body scan called the Blue Opal, and this scan basically scans your entire being all the way down to your mitochondria. So it basically showed me a 3D picture of myself from the skin layer all the way down to my cell layer. It was like a 4-hour process. It was insane. And all the things that I know about my body from, you know, going to the doctor, doing blood tests, I didn't tell the guy who was scanning me, and the machine caught it all and showed it to me. I mean, it's like blew my mind. So anyway, that right there confirmed everything that I think I know about myself and a lot of things that I didn't know about myself. So that's how far I go with it to make sure that I'm not guessing, because we all are guessing. I mean, you know, I tell people all the time, when you eat food, you have no idea what happens to it until it comes out the other side. Basically, you don't know how much of that protein is being for building repair or broken down. You don't know even the nutritional content of that food. So we are not that good. So we have to be flexible. You have to continue to search and strive and research and trial and error and all that, because it's not, you can't follow the paper. You can for a guide or the track.
A starting point.
Yeah, but you can't. I mean, you just, we aren't that good. We can't not predict and determine things like that because we have no idea. It's a whole other universe inside our body.
So, you know, and that's why there's an emerging science really hit the scenes about 7 years ago, 6 years ago, called metabolomics. So instead of looking at nutrition from what is this endpoint, they'll take a food and you eat it, and they watch everything it does in your body. And this, I predict, in the next decade, it's going to take another 15, 20 years for them to have enough research under their belt to actually start saying some conclusive things. But it's a new science called metabolomics, and I predict it's going to really be impactful on the human condition. I want to take our last commercial break, Tony. When we come back, we've got some questions from listeners, okay?
Okay, cool.
All right, sit tight. We'll be right back with more Super Human Radio.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world.
In the world.
Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging, with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. We're talking to Tony Freeman. Tony, where can people learn more about Keto OS?
www.tfxman.drinkyoursample.com or tfxman.proveitnow.com.
And prove it is spelled P-R-U-V-I-T, right?
Yes. Yeah. And you can always just reach me, Tony Freeman, Tony.Freeman@tfx-man.com.
So we have
Facebook or Instagram, you know.
We have some questions. The first one comes from Cody Filer. He says, could you please ask Tony about diet soda and keto? Does he drink diet soda? And has he noticed any negative effects of artificial sweeteners on being in ketosis?
I don't drink diet soda at all. What I do know about artificial sweeteners is they actually cause an insulin response, and even worse than sugar. But there's no carbs, there's no glucose to go with it, so now you're having insulin without sugar, and that's horrible for you. That's why people who drink diet soda, they're fatter than most other people, just because they have all that insulin, and then they're eating a fatty meal, and they drink their diet soda thinking they're doing themselves some good. And it's just all being stored as fat.
Well, let's take
insulin is driving it.
Let's take that a step further and look at the etiology of some diseases. We just did a show recently. I've been talking about the role of the endoplasmic reticulum in every cell for the past couple of years because I started to connect the dots in some research, and I saw that the ER was responsible for misfolding proteins that end up becoming plaque in the brain and turn into things like amyloid beta plaque and also. Can't think of it now. I want to say alpha-synuclein. That is the plaque that builds up in the dopamine area of the brain when you have Parkinson's disease. And we know now that the two things that cause endoplasmic reticulum stress is fragmented sleep and hypoglycemia. And what you just described is a way to put yourself into hypoglycemia. If you drink a drink that delivers no potential fuel to shuttle into cells, but produces an insulin spike, your blood sugar is going to drop out. You're going to become hypoglycemic. And we know that hypoglycemia damages the brain over time. So I wonder if there's a linkage between the development of these diseases that seem to evolve from the stress of the endoplasmic reticulum and diet soda consumption. I never thought about it till you just said that.
Yeah, of course it does. And that's the thing. I've been doing so much research and trying to learn more, because when you're bodybuilding, you turn pro at 36, you're already, most people are retired from sports at 36.
Right.
So I had to figure out ways to, how can I increase my longevity? So instead of me being a bodybuilder trying to be the biggest person in the world, I was just trying to, you know, just last as long as possible, kind of like Sean Ray did, and you end up reaching your potential because you're still doing it, you're still there. So that's where I learned all this stuff, and the doctor who came up, who did all the research on the glycemic index, talked about artificial sweetness. She was like, 700 times sweeter than sugar. So the insulin, your brain doesn't know. As soon as it touches your tongue,
right,
it tells your body to secrete insulin. And if there's no carbohydrates to for the insulin to do its job, then it's just floating in your system, wrecking havoc everywhere.
Yeah.
So I don't even drink soda. I drink soda on the airplane because there's nothing else, you know. So I usually have a little bit of ginger ale and some apple juice or something like that, just, you know, for the couple hours I'm on the plane. But other than that,
okay, Gaspar Grom wants to know, how much protein do you eat in a day when you're in a therapeutic ketogenic state?
I don't, honestly, I don't count anything, but I try to get about, you know, 50 grams per sitting, because that's just my number, 50, 60 grams per sitting.
And you only eat three times a day, right?
I mean, lately, you know, because of the whole injury thing, I kind of just, you know, I had to force myself to stop lifting in order to heal myself. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, so it wasn't happening both. Because, like I say, you don't know how much you need. So I was like, okay, I have to, all my nutrition has to go towards that. And I know I couldn't eat 7 or 8 meals because it would be, for what? I'm not doing anything. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So I was keeping it just enough to sustain me. But also, again, remember, if your brain is topped off with ketones, you're sparing all your current muscle. So whatever protein that you're eating is for building and repair. It's freaking awesome.
Cody Filer came back with another question here, and I have a feeling I know the answer. Where do you stand on dairy and keto? Dairy is a high leucine protein. That's gonna spike glucose production, isn't it?
Yes, it's gonna very readily convert it into glucose. But again, if you're using, you know, a ketone fuel source, then that's gonna be diminished, the amount. You know what I'm saying?
Like, okay, if you were going to have dairy, would you just have some Keto OS 15 minutes before and then have the dairy so that you don't end up with the response to the dairy?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe want to do it more than 15 minutes. But like I said, I keep it in my body all day because gluconeogenesis can happen at any time. So I keep it in me all day because I don't know what it's not a switch. There's not an alarm that goes off. We don't know what it is or when it happens, so I keep myself topped off all day, and then that way I can eat whatever I really want, to be honest with you, especially if I'm not competing, you know what I mean? If I'm not competing, if I'm just walking around being a man every day, I can eat whatever I want because I'm not in starvation mode, so I'm not going to store fat, minimally I'm going to store fat. If I keep active, I won't, and I'm not going to break down my muscle tissue, so... as human beings, we take advantage of all our modern technologies, our iPhones and microwaves and all that. You know, you got to realize that, you know, now there is an alternative fuel source. There is a fourth macronutrient. And if you're not utilizing it, then you don't have a cell phone. You're going to get left behind.
Yeah. When you do have a high carb day, how much water weight do you put on?
Me, 12 to 15 pounds over, you know, but if I go 2 days high carbs, I mean, I could gain up to 15, 20 pounds, especially if I've been 5-6 days with no carbs. And then, I mean, of course, as soon as I go back to keto, it doesn't go all the way away, but I'm saying it's an ebb and flow for sure. You know, when there's glucose, there's, you know, you just add that 3 extra ounces of water, fluid, and a gallon of water is 8 pounds.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? Just do the math, especially somebody my height and weight.
Right.
So,
do you have cravings the next day when you've had a high carb day?
I guess it's possible. But when you're talking dieting for a show and just regular life, a craving is just, I don't consider it a craving because there's no reason for me not to have whatever I want.
Willpower.
I just like healthy, good food. I have a couple of vices. Gummy worms is one of my vices. Everybody laughs at me.
Really?
I just like them. And it's not even the sweetness, it's the texture of the gummy.
The chewy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so I'm actually gearing, probably shouldn't even say this, but I want to work on some keto gummies because I think it's possible to do that. But anyway, that's my thing. But I have no fear because, like I say, I know that the ketones are going to not put me in the typical situation to where if I ate those, it would make me fat or dull my physique or whatever, you know. So,
what would you say to the comment that in order to do keto right, you have to be rich because you have to buy like the most expensive food? That's not true, is it?
No, not actually, it's the opposite. Again, you know, quality in, quality out. But you know,
You're eating a lot less too, right?
Yeah, but I mean, carbs and processed food is just cheap anyway.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like when you go buy some bison is $10 a pound, and then when you taste it, you can tell the difference between what you're eating as opposed to that $2.99, $3.99 crap that you get in the grocery store.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's, you know, it's like patent leather and real and suede. It's two different, you know what I mean?
Yep.
It's just two different levels.
This interview came up very, very suddenly. I texted you on Thursday or Friday, and we put this together. And so here's what I want to do.
Okay.
I want the audience, if we missed anything, I haven't.
We missed a lot, bro.
Yeah, no, I know. I want them to ask some questions. I want the audience to ask, if you have questions, we'll have Tony. We're going to have Tony back on. Send me some emails at onair@superhumanradio.com. We'll assemble some questions. We'll have Tony back on. I haven't slept in the past 2 days, so my brain's not really functioning that well right now. But I'm fasted, so I have a feeling I'm running on ketones. So that's probably my only
saving. Yeah, you probably are. I need to send you some product, bro. You know. Again, and this is definitely not a commercial, but I'm the type of dude that, you know, I don't try to keep it to myself. Anybody in the whole history of the sport has ever come up to me and asked me a question, I always answer the question to the best of my knowledge. And, you know, I don't mind sharing. And that's what this community is all about, you know, helping each other out. We're all on the same journey, the same struggle. And trust me, in 29 years of doing this, any obstacle that you run across, I've been there and done that, and, you know, or I know somebody who has. So, just take advantage of the information and don't be afraid to ask any kind of question, because trust me, if the shoe was on the other foot, I'd be asking somebody.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Listen, Tony, thanks so much. I know you're up north in Canada and you're a busy guy, and you let us do.
This is a great way to start my day. I love doing this, as you can tell.
Yeah.
And I never get tired of people saying, you don't ever get tired of answering questions, taking pictures. I'm like, I signed up for this. This is what I want to do. So.
Yeah. I had the pleasure of meeting you. You wouldn't remember. It was probably in 2010, at the Olympia. We went to that Gold's Gym. There, Joe Weider was there. They were doing a photo shoot.
Oh, yeah.
I was there with Aaron Singerman.
Okay, cool.
And we said hello to you. And that's one of the things, you know, a lot of bodybuilders try to create this persona that they're unapproachable, but you got a big smile. It invites people to come over and talk to you. You're a real gentleman, and when it comes to coming in on the money, conditioning wise, year after year, you've proven yourself there. So there's a lot that people can learn from you. And like I said, you're approachable. If somebody sees you, somebody posted on my Facebook wall, I met Tony. Here, I'll tell you what it said. Tony is so cool. Met him a few times. Great physique at his age. That was Mike Duarte Douglas. Now, you know, when people, that's the first thing they say about you. It's not just your physique. He's a great guy and he's got a great physique. That's better than saying he's got a great physique, but he's unapproachable.
Yeah,
you know? Yeah.
Dude, I'm the same dude I was when I was 160 pounds. I don't even, you know, people call me the X-Man and all that stuff, and it's cool. And I believe the hype, and I know my mirror works. I know what I'm looking at. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I'm very aware of all that, but it doesn't make you who you are. It's just, I'm just lucky. You know what I'm saying? I was a skinny basketball player, and my ex-wife had a friend who was a bodybuilder, and I'm not a jealous guy, but I'm also a man and a realist. So when I saw this dude, I was like, damn, you could really do that to yourself. You know what I'm saying? And I became hooked on it, and, you know, and here I am. But, every time a little kid or a young person comes to me, my heart goes out to them, because I was that same person asking questions and taking pictures and asking for autographs and all that type of stuff. So
we'll definitely have you back on the show. We'll get some questions together. We'll organize it a little bit better this time. I'll have better questions. But thank you so much for being on the air with me today.
Hey, Carl, man. It was awesome, man. Thank you.
Talk soon. All right. So that's all we got today. I don't have a second hour of today's show. So, it's all about Tony, and that's the end of the show. I'm going to, run a set of commercials and then the end of the show. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing.
That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.